Right now on VFN TV, Dutch Sheets has six fingers. That's right, a prophetic encounter, a prophetic dream that someone had to show Dutch. He had six fingers on both hands. He was in the Valley of the Giants, and God showed him the secret to be able to fight the giants, and we don't do it their way. Also, we're going to hear about 1,000 barges of oil being prayed over for 1,000 years, being poured out over America. Oh my goodness, good times are coming right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Dutch Sheets was given a prophetic dream showing that he had six fingers on both hands standing in the Valley of Giants. You know, giants are known to have six fingers on both hands, six toes on both feet. But God shows them very specifically by cutting those off that you don't fight the way they fight. We have weapons that are not of this world, right? And also, we're going to hear a prophetic word and dream about 1,000 barges of oil being prayed over for 1,000 years in Israel, being sent to America to be poured over and totally cover, anoint America with this oil. Is this exciting? Very exciting. Let's join it now. You see these things that are happening where you're so tempted to just respond to it physically. Maybe you're exhausted because you've been trying to respond to all this spiritual battles that are taking place spiritually, but you're responding to them physically, you know? And he tells us we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness. But we have the authority of God to be able to cast those things down. But we can find ourselves trying to fight this enemy in the physical. We won't win. As a matter of fact, God showed Dutch Sheets that he had six fingers on both hands. You know who had six fingers on both their hands? The giants, the Valley of Giants. They were known because they had six fingers on each hand. And God says, you can't fight it like they fight it. You can't fight these giants like that. And they literally came and cut his fingers off. As a matter of fact, take a look.
They come to me all the time. Guy sent me one yesterday, a trusted prophet. It's not even about this message. I was in the Valley of Rephaim, where David is called. Rephaim means giants, the Valley of the Giants. It's where David had the God of the breakthrough, where the wind blew through the trees. The God of breakthrough came to him in the Valley of Rephaim. You were there, he said, to fight giants. But he said, and you had the boxing gloves, and that's all a part of that appeal to heaven journey, where I said to knock out giants, you have to wear these two gloves, covenant and everlasting and evergreen, covenant with God and a revelation of who he is. That's how you take out giants. He said, you were there and you had the gloves hanging around your neck, but you couldn't get them on because you had six fingers on each hand. And the giants, and biblically, they had six fingers, six toes. And you kept thinking, how do I defeat these giants? I can't get these gloves on. And God came to him and said, you're not supposed to have six fingers. I'm going to have to cut a digit off of each hand so you can get these gloves on. He said, you can't fight the way they fight. You think you need six fingers. You think you need to be as big and as whatever as the giants so you can take them out. But you don't have to be. You have to be what I made you to be. And you have to wear my gloves, so I'm going to cut those fingers off. You can get the gloves on. He said, God cut them off. You didn't cry. You didn't whimper. It didn't hurt. He said, I saw those bloody things hit the ground, and you put the gloves on, knocked out the giants. These kind of dreams are coming to me all the time now, John. Who would think of that stuff?
So you think about it. He couldn't get those six-fingered hands into the gloves called Everlast, the boxing glove, and Evergreen, which is the tree that represents covenant. That this is fought by, you know, the strength of the Lord and covenant with God. Because God makes a covenant that you know, all everything, let every man be a liar and God be the truth. If God says something, you can believe what God says and you can speak it out and decree and declare it. And it's exciting to be able to see that. And it's exciting that we don't have to fight it in our own strength. That we just begin to speak by faith what God is saying, be in agreement. You know, if one could put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000 to flight. Think about that. What, three can put, what, 100,000 to flight. When we get in unity and agreement in prayer and speaking and prophesying, I mean, major defeats can happen to the enemy. Isn't this exciting? Listen, comment below. We want to hear your thoughts. I'm sure there's something that God's laying on your heart. Maybe you're encouraged. Maybe you're inspired. What are your thoughts about the prophetic word that was just shared? We're going to be right back after this break.
We'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they've worked for others, and I believe they're going to work for you. I want to help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. That's why I want to bless you with my book for free. That's right. I'll cover the cost of the book. You invest in the shipping and handling. I mean, there's nothing to think about. It's free. Claim your book. Don't wait a second longer and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, God is beginning to move in a certain way as spoken prophetically in this prophetic dream the Dutch Chief is going to share about as we decree out what the ecclesia, the church, the leadership, the praying church, decrees out what God is saying. The angels are going to come and pick up those decrees, going to carry them to where they're supposed to be, over the schools, over education, over the church, wherever it's supposed to be. And it's going to open up like a white sheet and it'll cover that school. It'll cover that church. It'll cover that community. As a matter of fact, all of America is going to be covered with the word of the Lord. And one of the things that was written on that particular proclamation, that decree was saved. Decreeing out that your loved one's going to be saved. Decreeing out that America will be saved. And all of a sudden, the angels take that word. As a matter of fact, let's join Dutch Sheets now as he's talking about and decreeing as God takes them back and shows them specifically George Washington, a founding father, and how God is going to take us back to our foundational roots, the original intent that he has for this nation. Let's go there now.
Started with a vision, this lady. This is the lady that had the America Shall Be Saved dream. She said, before going to sleep last night, I had a quick vision of a very large statue of George Washington. I told you, a lot of dreams sent to me about founding fathers or patriarchs, what they represent, ancient path, original purpose, truth, scripture, the ancient path that leads us where we need to be. George Washington, he was mounted on the back of a horse that was reared up. So the artist captured with the wind blowing. It was like he was moving or the wind was blowing, one of the two, because his hair was blowing back. I saw in his hand, he was leaning forward, and I saw in his hand what I first thought was a sword pointed out in front of him. But when I looked more closely, I saw it was actually a gun like those used in the Revolutionary War. But he's holding it with one hand like a sword. End of the vision, she said. Then I fell asleep and dreamed. And the same statue was in my dream. I knew it was in Washington, D.C. because I could see the lit up Lincoln Memorial and the cherry blossoms. And then she said, noticing these things seemed to be very significant in the dream. They are significant because it's March when the cherry blossoms blossom in Washington, D.C. I'm going to read the rest of this dream in a second, but I will be in Washington, D.C. with some people praying and decreeing and doing what this dream says in March. I'll either do it on my way here or after I leave here, depending on the cherry blossoms. You say, you're crazy. Yes, I am. And I take this stuff seriously. The gun that George Washington was holding was pointing toward the southwest. The statue could pivot. I don't know how far around it could pivot, she says in the dream, but I knew it could go from southwest to northwest because I saw it move in these directions. Something coming to the west coast in March. Probably revival. Under the front legs of the statue of the rearing horse, I saw Dutch Sheets. She talked to me, she said, when she wrote it, she put my name. She said, I saw you. I don't know who he was talking to. This is the main reason I'm going to read this, reading this thing to you, because what this next phrase. She said, I don't know who he was talking to, but he turned to his right and he said, it's time. It's time. It is time. It's 2020 time. It's wind of God blowing the ship time. It's America shall be saved time. It's pull out all the stops and believe for a revival time. I said it's time. That's what I said in the dream. I said, it's time. It was like what he was about to do had been reserved for a specific time. And he recognized this was that time. When he said, it's time, there was a long, huge megaphone. When she says huge, she means huge. This is what could only happen in a dream. About the size of a 3 or 4 story building. This huge megaphone appears to the right side of where he was standing. He wasn't surprised by the sight of the megaphone. He just looked at it with a knowing thought. She thought in the dream, there's no way he can hold that up. Then suddenly, she said, although I hadn't noticed them before, there were hundreds of people standing lined up on either side of the megaphone. It's the ecclesia. It's the church. It's the praying church. They in unison lifted it up on their shoulders. She said, I felt this was significant that they put it on their shoulders. Well, it is because shoulders in scripture represent government. They symbolize the shoulders of government. The government will be on his shoulder. The key of the house of David, the key of government on the shoulder. You can open and close. It's the ecclesia. It's the legislative people of God that understand they have the keys to bind and loose. This is the, not just the bride, this is the army. This is the ecclesia. You know, you understand the word ecclesia. It doesn't just mean church as in bride or a building. It means the legislating, governing body of Christ on the earth that legislate his kingdom. In his kingdom for him on earth. That's what the word means. That's who this is. So in unison, they lifted it up and positioned the mouthpiece of the megaphone in front of Dutch, who was standing under the statue. And here's what I think, another thing is very interesting. When this thing swiveled, when the statue with the gunpoint would do this, then I would turn and the people would turn the megaphone and we would begin to decree wherever he was turned. It was the lining up of we today with the ancient markers and the original purpose, the father of the nation. And so there was this synchronization taking place. As the people carried the megaphone and pointed in whatever direction the gun was pointed, Dutch began to release decrees. That's the ecclesia. I don't know what the exact decrees were, but they had power in them, she said. As the decrees would come out the end of the megaphone, eagles would fly down and pick them up. Angels. There was no randomness to their flight. They knew exactly where they were to go with them. They would carry the decrees to the point of their assignment, and there they would drop each decree. When they dropped the decree, it would become what looked like a white sheet, like a flat sheet on a bed. These decrees are going to blanket the nation. Amen. Our prayers already are. They're covering the nation. Some would be dropped on land, some on buildings, some on churches, and she said even churches with steeples. These decrees were assigned to Washington, D.C., not just the Northwest and Southwest, but to D.C. and different parts of the entire nation. And there was no delay. The decrees were instantly delivered to their assigned places. As one eagle dropped one of the decrees, I saw written across it from corner to corner the word, in all capital letters, saved. She said, I don't know where it was dropped, and I don't know what the other one said, because they went everywhere, but she said, I was shown one of them, it said saved. America shall be saved. And I'll be in Washington, I'm just crazy enough to do it. I'll be there when the cherry blossoms are in bloom. And I'll be there with a company of the ecclesia making decrees across this nation and releasing the salvation of the Lord to America and the nations of the earth, because America is going to be saved. And God's about to amplify the voice of the church. He's about to make it bigger. He's about to make it more powerful. No more delay. You know, it's okay. I can live with delay. I've been decreeing some things for 20 years. This whole thing is a process, but I tell you now, we're moving into a season where we're going to decree things and we're going to see it begin to happen now, because we moved into this season of breakthrough. We're in the valley of Rephaim, the valley of breakthrough, and we're going to start decreeing things, and the salvation of the Lord is going to break out over that place we decreed about, over government buildings, over schools, over churches, over hospitals, over people with cancer, over people that are dying, over people, and over gangs, over violent parts of the nation. God's about to blanket them with salvation. And it's time. Everybody say, it's time. I get the thing about waiting for the word, for the Lord to do what he needs to do. I get the 25-year delay for Abraham. But I also get the part where it comes to and says, it's time. A year from now, you're going to have a son. Sarah's going to have, not Hagar, Sarah's going to have a son.
Time. Can you say it's time? It's so exciting to see these things come into pass and, you know, preparing ourselves, believing the prophetic word of the Lord and preparing ourselves. We believe we're preparing for what God is going to do in a powerful way. Well, think about this. Oil that's 1,000 years old, that's been prayed over for 1,000 years in Israel, 1,000 barges of it, is about to be brought to America and poured over America. That's right. Dutch Sheets is sharing a prophetic word where God is showing he's going to pour 1,000 barges of oil that's been prayed over for 1,000 years over all of America. America shall be saved. Let's check it out.
In the dream, a government official, high-level cabinet member, came to him in the dream and said, meaning America, we have just been given 1,000 tankers of oil. 1,000 tankers of oil. Year-old oil from Israel that they have prayed over for 1,000 years. for us to anoint America with this 1,000-year-old oil prayed over for 1,000 years by Israel. We're going to anoint the nation with it, he said. In the dream, he says to the guy, the guy's a pastor now. He said, you used to be a crop duster, didn't you? Yeah, I did, he said. This government guy said, I need for you to get all your crop duster friends. And you're going to take this oil and you're going to spray it all over America. I tell you, America shall be saved. And God is returning this nation to our ancient calling. Foundations. And it's time. Look for salvations to increase dramatically over the next year. Look for signs and wonders to begin to increase over the next year. Look for prodigals to start coming. Look for more entertainers to start coming into the kingdom. Don't worry about the language. God will clean it up. I don't even know anything about Kanye. I know who Kanye is. But I got up 4 weeks ago and I said, I just heard during the worship, there's an entertainer that's very influential that's coming into the kingdom. God's going to use him greatly. Somebody jumped up and said, it just happened. Just this week, it's Kanye West. I said, well, okay, whatever. Who's Kanye West? Look for prodigals to start coming home. I don't mean by the dozens. I'm talking thousands. I'm talking millions of prodigals. And I can't prove what I'm about to say theologically. I'm just going to tell you it's my opinion. God has waited till now because he wants to bring them into something when they come back filled with life. He wants to bring them back in the midst of a revival where there's going to be passion and presence. Because you need to know, every place on a Sunday morning doesn't have the presence. And he wants to bring them into elements of the church now where there's been enough restoration, where this is preached, not just stories are told for 15 minutes. Where the worship is really emphasized and connect with him. Where the ecclesia is rising up. Where there's apostolic strength and prophetic anointing. Where there's prayer. Where there's anointing. And he's going to bring in prodigals by the thousands. Did you hear what I said? By the thousands. I believe before he's finished, by the millions. So you need to look for that to begin to increase because it's time. And these decrees are going to be carried by angels across the nation. Salvation, I said, is going to blanket parts of the nation. The voice of the church, I'm not talking about necessarily our influence, all that, that's probably going to happen too. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. The volume. The anointing of Samuel, God said, none of his words fell to the ground. Angels, eagles come get them, take them to their destined assignment. You're going to decree over your family in another city. You're going to get the phone call. They're going to wake up, they're going to go to bed, a hardened sinner. They're going to wake up and say, I'm ready to get saved. They're going to be an alcoholic one day, completely free the next. They're going to have a disease. They're going to wake up free. And God's going to start doing signs and wonders that are very unusual. I've prophesied this. It's going to happen to some of you. You're going to brush up against. You're going to come out of your prayer time. Or you're going to come out of a service. You've been in the presence of God. You're full You're filled with the Spirit. You're just oozing with anointing. Now you wait and see if this doesn't happen. You're going to brush up against somebody in the supermarket. And the power of God's going to go from you into them. And they're going to get up off the floor saying, "What did you just do to me?" They're going to want Jesus. They're going to get delivered. They're going to get up healed. You're going to be introduced to somebody. You're going to shake their hand. And when you touch them, the power of God's going to go into them. Heal them, deliver them, convict them of sin, restore them, restore their marriage, restore their home, restore their life, restore their brain, change the pathways in their brain. They're going to be an addict when they shake your hand. The addiction's going to be broken when they let go. I'm telling you, what is coming is dramatic. But it's time. John is going to be Brownsville on steroids, my brother. Thousand saved. That's not going to be enough. We need millions this time. Got to have it more than just one place. That's a foreign. That's a seed. Brownsville is just a seed that's going to multiply.
Hasn't this been so exciting? 2 weeks of nonstop prophecy, prophetic dreams and encounters and visions, angelic visitations. Look what God is up to. I hope you've been encouraged. That's been what we wanted for this program, is to be able to encourage you, to inspire you. Listen, there's hope. God's got a future in store, and He's in it, and He's full of light. Comment below. We want to hear your thoughts. What are your thoughts about what's happened over this program, but also all the programs? Imagine having six fingers and six toes on each foot and having to get them cut off, and then God's showing you, listen, have you been fighting battles in your own strength? Comment below. We want to hear from you. How have you done that? And now you realize, I don't need to fight it man's way. I need to fight it in the Spirit. God's given us weapons that are not of this world. We have weapons that are spiritual weapons that are mightier than the things that can happen. Well, you know, what can man do to us, right? Don't fear a man who can only destroy the body. Fear God who can actually destroy the soul. So comment below. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just thank you for Dutch Sheets. Father God, we thank you for his life and ministry and everyone that has ears to hear how you're speaking to us and sharing your voice with us. We love to hear your voice. I pray, Father God, that those that are watching and listening right now, Father God, that they would cry out to you and say, I want to hear your voice. Lord, that they would give them ears to hear and eyes to see what you're doing in the earth today, God. We ask this in Jesus' name. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.